so and get gold. It's amazing.
This must be beyond your wildest dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. This week's been fantastic. You know, the rest of the Aussies are swimming fast as well. Both the Campbell girls getting up for first and third was quite amazing, and I think that sort of inspired me and really, you know, motivated me to get that tonight.
Where does the belief come from? When did you start climbing these guys?
Yeah, I mean, probably World Short Course last year. And then obviously trials. I knew I hadn't executed my races very well, and I'd swum fast not executing them well, so I knew there was potential for big improvement.
When you could you see everybody heading towards the wall and knew that you were out front?
Yeah, I knew on the outside lanes you sort of had Irie, Kowecki and Clary, and I honestly thought that would be the guys to beat tonight. I could sort of feel the guys next to me, and they were sort of at my hip. So I sort of knew I was swimming well, but, you know, like I said, anything was possible.
You always said that Rio was the end goal, and now you're going from 100 to 100. How's that going to change things?
Absolutely. I think, as Bolly said, I might have, excuse my friends, pissed off a few people this week. and I think he's right. You know, they'll be training really hard for the next 12 months, but, you know, it's a new challenge to me, and I look forward to it.
How good is it, though, to be a world champion going into Olympic Games? Is it what comes with that?
You know, I don't know. I've never done it, but... No, it certainly gives me confidence, and like I said, I know how I've been training, and it's just a matter of lifting the levels and seeing what happens next.
How hard has the last 24 hours been, kind of knowing that you're in such great form and want to get out there and show it, I imagine?
I guess even longer than 24 hours, going from the win of the 100, I really had to sort of forget about that, put it behind me, and... you know, I could do that, but often I get reminded from people on the team sort of saying, oh, that was awesome, well done, and you'd see people in warm-up and they'd say, oh, this 200 is going to be great, and, you know, that's a sort of new pressure that I had to deal with, and I sort of forgot about that, and just like I said, had fun tonight, and it seemed to work.
Sorry if this was asked before, but the 2013 as well, just the way you fought back, I mean, how proud are you?
I'm proud. You know, I sort of really forgot about that, and like I said, it sort of motivated me to make sure it didn't happen again. But I knew I was capable of performing at this big pressure. I'd sort of had a performance at Com Games, which was good, and then Pan Pacs, and obviously World Short Course. So it's sort of been a nice progression, and then this sort of tops it off.
The Americas have been winning a world championship since 1998. How does it feel to take the world title in Australia now?
It's amazing. Obviously, Em, she just swam the 200 and she won the 100. So for Australia, it's fantastic. And, you know, I think next year will be a good race.
So who was your first backstroke hero?
Probably Welshy.
Right.
Oh, you too. You know, I sort of grew up watching him swim, and that was amazing. And then obviously you've got Pearsall and, you know, all the Americans. They've had fantastic backstrokers for the last couple of years. And so, you know, like I said, I swam medley and that was the goal. And then I've sort of switched to backstroke. So, you know, it's amazing. Thank you.